name of our one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Have you ever thought back to a place that you had visited? And you know you were there. You maybe remember the place, but you cannot say for the life of you remember what happened there. I'm not speculating on why this lapse of memory. I mean, this happens to me. I think, you know, in my youth, I know I went to a certain place, Colonial Williamsburg, but I can't tell you what I did there. I thought of this week as I read the gospel, because that's kind of what happens to the writer of the Gospel of Mark. The first sentence of today's passage, Jesus and his disciples are going to Jericho. The next sentence, they're leaving. Mark doesn't even insinuate on what happened in Jericho. It's in that he just tells us they all went there. He tells us they left. And what's interesting to me about this is that something happened in Jericho. Something big, something of some kind of significance that Mark says nothing of. Because when he leaves Jericho with his disciples, Mark tells us there's a large crowd following him away from the city. And as they leave, Jesus and the disciples and this large crowd following him, someone tries to get Jesus' attention. And though Mark doesn't have a problem keeping people anonymous, Mark does not do that in this case. He names names. He tells us this was just not anyone. Mark tells us who it was, and even who his father was. Here is, as Mark puts it, a blind beggar by the side of the road, and the crowd is just passing him by. Unfortunately, that's maybe the least remarkable part of this story. We know that many often just disregard this person. I do it. I've done it. In the unfortunately most typical kind of way, the crowd just tries to ignore him. Pass him off as an anonymous nuisance. And yet here Mark names him. This is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Mark recognizes him and tells us that the crowd does not. They are trying to keep him nameless, make him nameless once more. But Bartimaeus knows that he needs Jesus. And so he calls out. The crowd passing him by tries to silence him, tries to exclude him, to keep him on the side of the road, make him invisible. But our brother Bartimaeus, living from pennies and scraps, he decides he won't be marginalized once more by some group or another. He will not accept being excluded from Jesus' presence by those following Jesus. So he persists. He calls out again even more loudly. In the midst of his difficulties, in the midst of the exclusion, the reaction of others, he reaches out. And so it seems that Bartimaeus, who Mark tells us was physically blind, recognizes Jesus more clearly without sight than those who were following Jesus and passing him by. And Jesus recognizes Bartimaeus. He calls to him now. And this, to me, also is this maybe the most remarkable thing that I see in this story? Because the crowd, those who are passing Bartimaeus by, those who are shushing him and telling him to stay put and stay quiet, they start to begin to get it. They seem to begin to understand as Jesus calls out to Bartimaeus. Some of them seem to understand better what Jesus is all about. There's something transformative here. And in the midst of our own context, in the midst of such incredible polarization and people entrenched in their positions, this called out to me. Because those who are passing Bartimaeus by seem to begin to see things in a different way. They start to encourage him. Take heart, they say. He is calling you. They're able to listen. They're able to see differently. They're able to act. And Bartimaeus doesn't hesitate. As Mark says, he springs up, throws off the cloak, which might be one of the only things he owns, because he knows what really is important, and he offers up what he has for it. It's interesting, to me at least, that 2 weeks in a row, so this week and last week, Jesus is asked for something. And when Jesus is asked for something, or approached to be asked, his initial response is the same. It's the exact same thing. He asks with a question. What do you want me to do for you? And yet the answers to this question from Jesus are so completely different. You may remember last week in the gospel, James and John, who are Jesus' disciples, they approach Jesus, and Jesus asks them that question, and they respond by asking Jesus for positions of privilege. So they seek status, they seek power. In essence, they seek to rise above or separate themselves from others. And this week we have Bartimaeus sitting by the side of the road, has a very different response. My teacher, let me see again. And in seeing, he wants to follow Jesus. And he wants to be with those who follow him. He doesn't seek some kind of prominence or wealth. He doesn't seek something that sets him above or apart from others. But he seeks to join with those around him. And so again, Bartimaeus, who was poor and blind, saw who Jesus was and saw what following Jesus meant more clearly than those who are going along with Jesus from Jericho. And now with physical sight, even though Jesus told him to go, you're released, Bartimaeus, you can go do your thing now. He stays. He stays with Jesus and he offers up his life with joy and with gratitude. When I read this week a handful of times, I was drawn to think of the gospel lesson from 2 weeks ago and the contrast when we heard about the rich man. Jesus encounters the rich man, of course. Jesus asks the rich man to follow him. But this guy, he has, you know, everything he needs. He doesn't need anyone else. And so he walks away from Jesus' invitation. Today, though, we have Bartimaeus, someone who knows how much he needs Jesus, how much he needs others. And so he offers up who he is and what he has. Wherever we find ourselves this morning, we could do no better, I think, than to ask what Bartimaeus asked. And we ask in different ways, in different forms, but it's not a question we ask just once, because it's part of the journey with Jesus. My teacher, let me see again. Amen.